Welcome back again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. In the class today, we're going to continue our study of Jesus, the great teacher, by studying Matthew chapter 6, verses 37 and 38, where Jesus taught, "Judge not, that ye be not judged." In our last class session, we were talking about what that does not and could not mean, because there is a proper kind of judgment that we are to make. In this class, we're going to be talking about what that does mean. And so get your Bible and be ready to follow along as we study this lesson. Now, while you're getting your Bible, I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. All are welcome to all of our assemblies, and we've been assembling in this location to worship God after the New Testament pattern for over 100 years. Let me read to you again that passage from Luke chapter 6, and then we'll continue on with our lesson. Jesus, in teaching the Sermon on the Plain, said in Luke chapter 6 and verse 37, "And judge not, that ye shall not be judged, and condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Release, and ye shall be released. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall they give into your bosom. For with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." Unjust. Here's Elam's notes. This is notes from November 12, 1922, for a Sunday school lesson. E.A. Elam wrote, "Unjust, unfair judgment, and harsh criticism in which many indulge is here forbidden. It is wrong to form opinions, draw conclusions, and to pass sentence upon anyone without knowing the facts." In fact, we've got an example of that in Isaiah chapter 11, about how Jesus does not judge that way. This is a prophecy of Jesus, and he did not judge according to sight or according to appearance. You know, sometimes things on their surface may appear one way when in reality they are another. Or we might hear something and judge based on what we heard and haven't heard the whole story. And Jesus doesn't judge like that. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 11 in this prophecy. "The prophet said, there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots, and shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of Jehovah shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Jehovah. And his delight shall be in the fear of Jehovah, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins." He's not going to judge just on what he sees, not at first, nor on what he hears without further investigation. But he is going to get the facts, and he's going to know how to judge rightly with righteous judgment. Partiality is prohibited in judgment. It is quite sinful to impugn motives or condemn without giving all the charges an impartial and careful examination. We read that partiality is condemned by looking at the book of James. Let me read to you what James, the Lord's brother, wrote about being partial in James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. James said, "My brethren, hold not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come into your synagogue a man with a gold ring and fine clothing, And there come in also a poor man in vile clothing, and you have regard to him that weareth the fine clothing, and say, Sit thou here in a good place. And ye say to the poor man, Stand thou there, sit under my footstool. Do you not make distinctions among yourselves, and become judges with evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren. Did not God choose them that are poor of this world to be rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to them that love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you, and themselves drag you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme the honorable name by which ye are called? Howbeit, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin, being convicted by the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he's guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not kill. Now if thou dost commit adultery, but killest, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as men that are to be judged by a law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to him that showeth no mercy, and mercy glorieth against judgment. James said such judges have evil faults, fault-finding, ill will, and rash judgment are condemned. If we judge someone simply by the riches of the manner in which they clothe themselves, then we're judging by the eyes, and Jesus said he's not going to judge that way. Judging others according to one's own impure motives and wrong intentions is very unchristian, Elam said. Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment, we read in John 7:24. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man, Jesus said in John 8:15. It's true. God will render to every man according to his works, but one's deeds are good or bad as they are in obedience or disobedience to the will of God. Romans 2:6-11. In fact, let me read about God's judgment in Romans 2. Beginning in verse 1, and the context here is that the Jews had judged the Gentiles for their sinful behavior, and they themselves were guilty of the same kind of things. Listen to Paul in Romans 2. Wherefore, thou art without excuse, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost practice the same things, and we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that practice such things. And reckonest thou this, O man, who judges them that practice such things and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up for thyself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works. To them that by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But to them that are factious and obey not the truth, but obey unrighteousness, shall be wrath and indignation, tribulation, and anguish upon every soul of man that worketh evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned under the law shall be judged by the law. We read also about the wrong kind of judgment in the book of John. In John 12:47, Jesus said, If any man hear my sayings and keep them not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I spake not from myself, but the Father that sent me. He hath given me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know his commandment is life eternal. The things thereof which I speak, even as the Father hath said unto me, so I speak. Now, it's wrong to condemn others for what one practices himself. Wherefore art thou without excuse, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest? For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doth practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that practice such things. And reckoneth thou this, O man, who judgest them that practice such things, and does the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Romans 2:1-3. Speak not one against another, brethren. He that speaketh against a brother, or judgest his brother, speaketh against the law, and judgest the law. And if thou judgest the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. One only is the lawgiver and judge, even who is able to save and to destroy. But who art thou that judgest thy neighbor? James 4:11-12. Romans 14:13. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge ye this rather, that no man put a stumbling block in his brother's way, or an occasion of falling. We should all be glad that God and not man is our judge. Such are man's preferences, prejudices, partialities, and blindness, that he would consign to perdition many whom God would save, and permit others to enter heaven who in character and life are fitted only for perdition. Judge not that ye be not judged, Jesus said. This is the promise based on obedience to the command, judge not. Gentleness, kindness, mercy, forbearance, forgiveness, patience with others, and love bringeth one into favor with God and man. It is stated as a fact that men will receive judgment they pass upon others, for God said, I will render unto every man according to his works. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. For judgment is without mercy to him that showeth no mercy, and mercy glorieth against judgment. James 2:13. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you forgive not their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:14-15. There's a story told in Matthew 18:21. And I'm going to turn to that right now in my Bible. I'm turning to the book of Matthew. You may want to be turning with me. Chapter 18 and beginning in verse 21. Then came Peter and said to him, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee till seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king who would make a reckoning with his servants. And when he'd begun to reckon, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not wherewith to pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant, being moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 shillings. And he laid hold on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay what thou owest. So his fellow servant fell down, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay that which is due. Therefore, when his fellow servants saw which was done, they were exceeding sorry, and came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called unto him and said, Thou wicked servant, I forgavest thee all the debt because thou besoughtest me, and shouldest thou not have had mercy on thy fellow servant, even as I had mercy on thee?